This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
All right, so I was up last night doing a little bit of streaming, doing some testing and some tweaking. Now that we are a what they call a verified partner on DLive, I have made the switch to where our video streams, which have been on DLive and Twitch, and we're also on YouTube, but it had been that Twitch was the highest resolution and then DLive and then YouTube. Now I've switched it to where DLive is in 720 resolution, and so it's the highest resolution, and Twitch is now 480, so it is standard resolution. Because they gave us a partner status, and, you know, that's pretty cool, I guess. So I was up doing a little bit of game streaming last night, and in the middle of it, my roommate Matt comes in, and he says that Trump is on the DMZ, and Kim Jong-un did come to meet him. Last night on this program, we were talking about Trump's invitation, sort of this seemingly, or at least so he claimed, spur of the moment, invite where he sent a message. Actually, he tweeted that he would like to meet Kim Jong-un at the DMZ between North and South Korea, and that he would like to shake his hand. And that's all. Just, you know, that was what the invitation was. Just come on out, shake my hand.
The handshake heard around the world.
I think it's great. I mean, I like it.
And it happened. And it happened. And I, you know, I was optimistic about it last night just because the things that have been happening between these two people have been pretty interesting, you know, from a world peace perspective, if nothing else.
I think it's interesting that the people that hate Trump the most would like to see this sort of thing happen the most, and that the people that...
But they don't want to see Trump do it.
Yeah.
Well, right, that's the thing, is that you can really see how the personality politics gets involved here. If you would like to have seen Barack Obama shake Kim Jong-un's hand at the DMZ, but you're mad at Trump, and you're like, oh, pshaw, that he got this done, you're a partisan a-hole.
Right.
This is the definition of what a partisan a-hole would do.
For sure.
Trump has a hidden agenda, that's why. Right?
What do you think that is?
Oh, obviously the photo op, right?
It's not a picture,
right? That's all he asked for. He asked for a photo op to shake his hand. He didn't say we're going to negotiate. We're going to discuss
they
policy.
They didn't have time.
They actually,
that, really.
No, they did. They sat down for an hour.
Okay, great.
But that's not the
negotiation,
lead, right? That's the lead is I've invited him to shake my hand in the
DMV. Yeah, that's what it had. That's what it took.
Okay,
right? Like, I think it's interesting because you've got this guy, Kim Jong-un, who, you know, he's the supreme leader or whatever it is they call him over there. He's the dictator, basically, of North Korea. This person is not doing nice things generally. They're running prison camps. In fact, I've got an article about their prison camps as well, because it's important to remind ourselves we are talking about two men who are running criminal, violent organizations known as governments. So I think it's important to keep our libertarian perspectives on this, but at the same time, acknowledge that what Donald Trump has accomplished here by simply being friendly,
okay,
by you know, treating Kim Jong-un not as a monster but as another human being, that he's made progress that no one else has made when it comes to this sort of hermit kingdom of North Korea that has been cut off from basically interaction with most of the world. There's sanctions on their country. Even if there weren't sanctions, they'd still be desperately poor. They begged for food from other nations for, you know, decades. They went through starvation. I mean, this has been amazing to actually watch this happen. And I got to say, I felt somewhat emotional last night watching this video. And it's also somewhat conflicted. I made this comment on the live stream because we were watching it on our Twitch and DLive live stream. So if you go back and you look at the archives, you can watch us kind of react to it as it was happening at like 3 in the morning Eastern time. So it was like in the afternoon over there. And just, you know, feeling like conflicted, you know, because as a liberty-minded person, I don't like any presidents, right? Like, right. I don't want to have a, you know, a state. I don't want to have a coercive government in my life or in anybody else's life.
But I hope I judge everybody's action individually.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like, what do I think about Trump's life? I'm not Jesus. I don't have to judge him.
Mm-hmm.
But when I, you know, when he does something good, I want to say he does something good. I want to make sure that I say he does something good because, you know, we spend a lot of time here tearing politicians, specifically presidents, apart.
Sure.
Okay, so from a liberty-minded perspective then, how did this handshake give us more freedom?
It doesn't give you more freedom.
Okay.
It doesn't give you more freedom, but the fact that you're not being, that you or your child isn't going to be, you know, drafted into some military campaign that is yet another pointless waste of American lives, that's a positive, right? Okay. Like, you know.
I don't look at it. I mean, you're not wrong about that, but I just kind of look at it from a global peace perspective of if this can actually help mend whatever wounds there are between North and South Korea, if they can actually end the Korean War, which is still technically going on.
Well, that's why there's a demilitarized zone right down the middle.
And that, you know, last year when the talks started between Trump and the South Korean president and Kim Jong-un, they sort of came to an agreement to end the Korean War. Now, it's not something that they're going to end overnight. It's been more than a year since their initial talks had happened, so we don't know how long this whole process is going to take. But some symbolic steps have been taken, and it's hard for me to, you know, to look at that and not completely acknowledge that yes, this is a symbolic meeting, it's a symbolic gesture, but one that seems to have some weight to it and one that seems to matter.
And further, as a person who advocates for sort of a porous borders for countries,
mm-hmm.
I want people from North Korea to be able to travel to South Korea.
And vice versa.
To live better lives or whatever.
And outside of Korea, because I'm sure being trapped there is a bonus as well.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice if they could travel to China, too. One of the biggest problems with China, of course, is, you know, beyond the fact that they're communists and terrible for a lot of reasons, is that they will return a North Korean escapee to North Korea. They are not helping people get out of that hellhole.
No.
They are actually damning them to prison camp labor, impossible death, and the deaths of their families and or prison camp labor for their families. Because if you escape from North Korea, they will punish your family members.
Yeah.
They'll go and, you know, like, kidnap your aunt and throw, you know, somebody who probably had nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
But that's how they keep people afraid. That's how they keep people in place. They, you know, they know they could probably get out if they put the effort into it. But if they do get out and they don't get out with their whole family intact, then their family may end up going to, you know, some sort of death camp. And so there's more about, you know, we can talk about the Korean prison camps and all that. Because, again, it is important to keep perspective on all of this. However, kudos to Donald Trump for extending this invitation. And, you know,
it's a big risk.
No, what was the risk? That Kim Jong-un wouldn't show up?
Right,
and
if Kim Jong-un doesn't show up, then the international press is just, I mean, like, stamping their feet back and forth like a little kid who has to use the bathroom. Like, just waiting for the opportunity to go, ah-ha-ha! You invited him and he didn't come because you're stupid, right?
Well, like, I don't think Trump cares about that stuff.
Well, he does, because
yes, he does.
Part of the conversation they had that they caught, you know, on camera was him thanking Kim Jong-un for showing up, specifically because if he didn't show up, he would have been lambasted in the U.S. press.
Trump doesn't care about being lambasted in the press. He's been lambasted the entire time since before he became president. That's not what motivates Donald Trump. He's not afraid of a bunch of negative press.
So then what would spur that comment, then?
I think that he's grateful because he did get some positive press out of it. I mean, Trump wants positive press for sure, but I don't think he cares if people talk crap about him. You don't get to be Donald Trump and, like, be concerned with what a YouTube commenter says or what some, you know, CNN talking head says about you.
Well, I think that Trump probably either does realize or would realize it relatively quickly that there's not really much upside for him making peace with North Korea.
Right, that's true. And this is one of the other things I pointed out last night while this was going on. Was like, you know, Trump didn't have to do any of this. He didn't have to go and meet with Kim Jong-un. He didn't have to extend any kind of invitation to have a conversation with him at any point. There's no benefit to Trump for doing this beyond this, you know, benefit of being able to say he did it. More coming up.
And not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. over at discord.lrn.fm. Hop into one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
And for a long time, libertarians and liberty-minded folks have really wanted a great business directory. And they finally have it in the form of liberty.menu. You can go if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So therefore, Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un do not count. They are not allowed to use liberty.menu. But if you do those, if you do adhere to the non-aggression principle as much as possible, then you should be over at liberty.menu. List your business. List your events that you're involved in. Maybe digital content that you are the creator of. You can do all of those things. And there's a bit of a social networking aspect that allows you to connect and share with the others on the site. And, of course, you can rate and review the entries that are there over at liberty.menu. It's free to use this site. So there's no, you know, if you want to pay, you can. There's upgrades available for your listings. But just to get listings on the site, totally free. Liberty.menu, use code FTL. You'll get a Free Talk Live listener badge. So it wasn't even yesterday. It was actually 14 hours ago in the middle of the night Eastern time in the afternoon in North and South Korea. Donald Trump showed up for a meeting that may never have occurred, but it actually did occur. And I think it shows that there's progress being made between Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump, despite the stalled process that happened in February of this year. As you may recall, there was a meeting that happened in Vietnam between these two. It was their second meeting.
Didn't he summit execute somebody over that?
That was the claim, but then that person showed up alive, or at least one of those people that was claimed to be executed showed up alive.
He was executed in a figurative sense.
It wasn't clear. Maybe some people did get executed. Maybe something was misreported, or who knows?
Fake news.
There does seem to be a bit of a discrepancy between the way the North Korean Central News Agency has been reporting on Trump and Kim's meetings, and Kim's sort of demeanor and his relatively jovial sort of atmosphere that has. I mean, when he walked up to Donald Trump. Trump got to the border at the DMZ. It was what we were watching it on video last night. Trump arrived at the actual line first, and Kim sort of like almost rushed with a big smile on his face to, you know, rush up and meet and shake Donald Trump's hand.
To hang out with his powerful American friend?
Yeah, well, they...
Dennis Rodman didn't show up.
No, Dennis wasn't there. But you've got to give Dennis Rodman some credit, I think.
I do.
I think he laid some important groundwork that Trump took advantage of.
The most notorious diplomat of our times.
So
can't say anything else to that. Yeah. it was amazing and weird all at the same time.
Yeah, it's
when it's like Dennis Rodman is going to North Korea.
Right. Well, again,
North Koreans like basketball.
Sure.
And there are better basketball representatives than Dennis Rodman.
No.
Yeah, but he is pretty cool, right?
Like, absolutely.
You know, Dennis Rodman. And so, well, Dennis Rodman did something similar to what Trump did, is he treated Kim Jong-un like a human being.
Right.
Instead of some sort of crazed monster. And I don't know, maybe Kim Jong-un is pretty monstrous, or maybe he's just doing what he's been told he has to do, following in the footsteps of his father and his grandfather.
Maybe that's what the U.S. presidents have been doing up to this point, too.
Doing what they were told.
Right. There's just, it's unlikely that they thought that North Korea is really very important. So they're just like, whatever, we'll just handle it.
Well, they were important as the axis of evil. Remember George Bush labeled them as the axis of evil along with Iran?
Yeah, I really honestly believe that George was told that...
somebody said
he was told that, not, that he is.
The deep state.
Somebody wrote that speech, right? And it probably wasn't George Bush. So Trump, according to, this is the BBC, and the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, posed for handshakes before talking for nearly an hour. In the heavily fortified demilitarized zone, both countries agreed to set up teams to resume stalled nuclear talks. Their last summit broke down in February with no progress on denuclearization for North Korea. Critics have dismissed the occasion, the two leaders' third face-to-face encounter in just over a year, as a political theater, and say North Korea still needs to show that it's serious in getting rid of its nuclear weapons.
I'd like to see the critics go to the demilitarized zone. I mean, Trump could have been shot and killed.
He could have been, yeah. He crossed into North Korea like 30-something feet, as I understand it.
I just want to know.
And did not have anyone from the United States on his side. Now, clearly, he's got his agents on the other side.
Snipers,
and I'm sure there's
perch.
Probably a sniper somewhere or whatever, but that doesn't mean they couldn't have sniped Trump.
Right. These North Koreans don't care any, you know, they wouldn't care enough about their life. They'd be happy to do the sniping in many cases. These soldiers are very much.
Right. This has to be the least.
Gung-ho.
Sure. Now, this has to be, and I think it's an important point here, Mark, is this location had to be the least controlled of all of the mutual locations. Because, again, they've had two meetings prior to this. I think one was Singapore, the other Vietnam. Yep. And obviously, in those places, Secret Service goes in well in advance.
Yep.
They set up a perimeter. They set up their guys, their snipers, their, you know, black cars, the, you know, all whatever barriers they need. They get assistance from local police. They've got it locked down. They don't have anything locked down on the other side of the North Korean demilitarized zone.
Same
they don't.
Thing, yeah, same thing with Kim Jong-un. He could have been sniped,
That's
too.
True.
And so, I mean, he's brave. These critics... Boot, you know what, they're patent leather shoe licking sycophants. You know, they're like, hey, Barack Obama and stuff. Well, Barack Obama didn't have the guts to do this, or at least not the foresight to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe he would have had the guts, I don't know, but he didn't.
Do you think North Korea would have a better chance of getting rid of their nuclear weapons if they're seen as friendly with the United States?
That's the idea, is that... Trump has basically proposed, now obviously we don't know exactly what they've said to each other because they have closed-door meetings, but the claim is that Trump has proposed to Kim that, hey, look, you denuclearize, we get rid of the sanctions, you can then have international trade, and you'll have more wealth than you could ever have imagined having.
I think that's a true statement, and I think that probably what Trump's saying is hey, imagine hotels along your coastline, and imagine people coming here to visit, and all the kind of money that's going to bring in. Then you're running a country that's wealthy, rather than running a country full of, you know, cart-pulling peasants.
But having nuclear weapons prevents U.S. invasion.
That's the claim.
That is a baseline, but it also prevents U.S. money from coming in many cases, too.
Okay. But again, you know, like Mark just pointed out, if Kim Jong-un was worried about being eradicated, then he shouldn't have gone to meet Trump at the border.
It's true.
Right? And he did. So... Let me get a little bit more here. Critics, according to the story here, in a meeting apparently arranged after Trump invited Kim on Twitter on Saturday. So, short notice. I mean, we're talking about 24 hours, maybe?
Yeah.
Notice here? I mean,
the people put this together pretty quick.
Right. Kim got on a train, or however it was he gets that, because I've heard he's got an armored train car that he rides around in. So
that's awesome.
Kim got this notice.
Put tractor tires on it and just take it anywhere.
Trump was already kind of in town. He was in Japan at the time, so he was nearby. He was going to be in Seoul. And so he was like, yeah, come on down, meet me, let's have a handshake. If you got time, we could do more. And they did a little bit more. Turns out they sat down for an hour and talked and agreed to resume the denuclearization discussions. So, I mean, 850, there's plenty of things you can criticize Donald Trump on. This isn't one of them. I mean, he's done amazing historic work here.
I'd like to hear otherwise.
No other American president has done, period, with the North Korean dictators. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump went to North Korea. It was a short but very historic visit, as he was the first to cross into the country from the demilitarized zone. He was there greeted by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who spoke through his interpreter.
I've never expected to meet you at this place.
Then, just after that.
President Trump has just walked across the demarcation line that made him the first U.S. president to visit our country.
이 행동 자체만 보시지 말고.
They posed for pictures in the north, then they both walked together to meet with South Korean President Moon Jae-in in the south.
A lot of really positive things are happening, and I'm glad you'd be here to see it, but tremendous positivity. Really great things are happening, and in a lot of places, but we met and we liked each other from day one, and that was very important.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you're invited. If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, Ian here.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
Also, you can join us on our Discord call-in lines over on our Discord server, which is a free chat service that allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and basically around the clock. Plus, during our live show, you can call in via the on-air call-in line rooms that are there at the top of the list of channels. Go and check it out at discord.lrn.fm. Also, if you're ready to make a purchase or sell some Bitcoin Cash, get on over to local.bitcoin.com. It is the new website, new as of like less than a month old. It started on the 4th of this month. And so it's brand new. You know, they're still fixing a few bugs here and there. They've been very responsive to user suggestions in their Telegram chat room. I've been monitoring that. I've actually made a couple suggestions as well. And it's an international website that allows you to use different payment methods, dozens of them, in fact. A few of them include PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, cash in person, and more. And this, by the way, happened to launch right as one of their major competitors got rid of cash in person purchasing of Bitcoin. So now you can do cash in person with Bitcoin Cash purchases through local.bitcoin.com. That's local.bitcoin.com. Communications are encrypted between buyers and sellers, so you've got privacy with this website. And also, the site itself does not hold your funds. Normally, when there's a sale created, you have to authorize an escrow. And then there is a contract, a smart contract, that holds the funds. So it's actually even still not the site that's holding the funds at that point. And then once the sale's done, you release the funds from escrow to the buyer, or if you're the buyer, you get the funds released from escrow, and it's very, very sharp. It works very well. Check it out at local.bitcoin.com. As we continue, let's go to Thomas. He's in Florida. We're talking about the historic meeting about 14 hours ago between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un at the DMZ, and actually across the DMZ on both sides into North and South Korea. Both men walked and shook hands and had, you know, photographs taken, and then they sat down for an hour-long meeting, which was completely, you know, unprompted. We knew that there was a possibility it could happen, but anyway, Thomas, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. But I don't know. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I dumped it anyway just because, you know, it wasn't worth keeping on the air.
You said I had a small kitty?
No, something else.
He got cut off at the end there.
No, I didn't cut it. It went out, but okay. I ended up dumping it to the radio audience just because it's probably not appropriate for radio.
I didn't hear the whole word.
My kitty's kind of obese. She's a little on the chubby side. I mean, not... She's not, like, fat, but she's a little on the chubby side. It's amazing that
How much does the kitty weigh?
Not much. Maybe 12 pounds, okay. 14 pounds, something like that.
But that's a little big for,
yeah, for a female.
For a small cat.
But she can still catch the critters.
Hey, you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So I was playing the video for you guys while we were, you know, on the break there just to show you because you hadn't seen it yet. The historic moment between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. This is some of the audio. And I believe CNN's microphones do, or whoever it is that was filming this, it's branded by CNN, but the microphone does pick up some of the conversation between Trump and Kim as Trump sort of just saunters on up, relaxed. There's no one around him, by the way. It's not like he's got a phalanx of security guards at his every step. He's literally the only person besides a few camera guys that are in this DMZ.
Come to the demilitarized zone and come alone.
But come early to set up your snipers.
You can hear, now I don't know if that's Kim who actually spoke that because you can't see his lips.
It's good English.
Well, he presumably... Well, that's what's not clear. You can't really tell that from the video. He may speak some English. Kim.
He probably has tried to speak some English.
Kim has, remember, he went to school outside of North Korea.
Yeah, that's
Switzerland.
I believe it was Finland or Switzerland, one of those places. But when he was young, he went to this school. I thought it was college, but I was actually reading an article about it, and he was there much earlier than that.
I always thought that might be one of the factors that opens him up to like meeting with other world leaders.
I think he hasn't been as insulated. I absolutely think that's true. And that's one of the things that leads me to believe that he's not as crazy about, like, you know, being the God man like his father and his grandfather before him, because he wasn't inculcated as heavily with all of that propaganda. I don't think you were pressing. Yeah, I think you kind of pressed that button toward the end of that. But
I didn't get all the way down.
Yeah, I don't think you've been missing it quite a bit actually. In recent,
I've got a terrible dry cough that I'm not. Terribly sorry to the audience if I didn't get that all the way.
I just had to give you the feedback there on the
air.
Thank you. Yeah, so I think that experience with Kim, and there was a really interesting article that I did not read the whole thing because it was really lengthy, but actually went and like interviewed some of his classmates, people that had you seen that one?
No, but okay. I mean, I know that he went to school outside, and it might be something, right, where he might be longing for that experience.
To reconnect with other people.
Outside of the country and not just be surrounded by, you know, yes men and bureaucrats all the time.
Right. And not just yes men, but people telling him what to do.
Right.
Oh, well, Kim, this is what your father did. This is what your grandfather did. This is what you have to continue.
Also, rich people like to travel in circles with rich people. It just, I don't know why they like to do it, but probably the same reason I like to travel in circles with middle class people is because I can associate with them. I get it. I get what they're thinking. And I imagine Kim Jong-un wants to, I don't know, go to some casinos and see some shows and do some things and probably doesn't get to do as much of that as he'd like.
Right. There are probably no casinos in North
Korea. Well, if there were, it's just...
It'd be him.
Right. It's not... You know, basically they have to employ people to come and act like they're, you know, rich moguls, and that feels a little weird.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm just going to play a little bit more from the audio. Picking it up.
If you step over to
Yeah, so he's talking in. That's it. And he then walks. Trump then walks
Trump
into.
Trump loves that, you know.
Anything to one-up Obama.
Well, and it's interesting because there's actually a series of photographs that was published. I don't know if it was the BBC. Yeah, BBC has an article with some of the pictures with Trump and Kim, and then they actually show, to contrast, Obama says here, Trump's business suit was in contrast to his predecessor, Barack Obama, who wore a bomber jacket and binoculars and may have been intended to send a different message about the visit. You know, and there's Obama, you know, standing however far away he was standing, observing the DMZ with military, you know, military guys standing around him.
Fatigues and hats.
Right.
And
so, you know, Mr. Tough Guy, you know, military badass image, whereas Trump's like, you know, just dressed as he normally is. And, you know, he goes up there and
in a suit, kind of a sloppy suit, but a suit.
Hey, whatever. So, suit. Kudos to him for this. It's pretty pretty amazing what's happened. Let me go on here with a little bit more from the BBC. Quote, good to see you again. I never expected to meet you at this place. Smiley Mr. Kim told Trump through an interpreter. Okay, so it was through an interpreter. In an encounter broadcast live on international television, Trump said in response, big moment, tremendous progress. Looking relaxed.
Big moment, great men.
Yeah.
Lovely weather.
Beautiful DMZ.
Mr.
It's better now that I'm here.
Crossed into South Korea and alongside Mr. Trump said, quote, I believe this is an expression of his willingness to eliminate all the unfortunate past and open a new future.
I believe that too.
And
see, and again, I'm skeptical because
it's good to be skeptical.
It's good rhetoric, right?
Yep.
It's good
talk
rhetoric.
Well, what do you think is the downside here?
That nothing.
Skeptical?
Well, that nothing becomes of it. That
okay.
It's all rhetoric.
So,
right. Well, running up to a new election cycle for whatever reason.
So Trump gets reelected.
I'm not saying that that's a good or a bad thing.
Right. That's the
I'm
thing.
Saying that,
is, I don't think it is a good or bad thing.
Okay.
I think that the person who's going to run against Trump is probably going to be pretty awful.
Okay.
Sure. You know? So, if we consider this good, I guess what I want to say is it's good because if we otherwise, it's bad. And I don't want it to be bad.
Okay.
All right, more coming up here. We can get into it further, and your calls and thoughts are welcome if you want to join us. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live, Live Sunday Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts. Preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You're invited, as always, to join us here. If you want, you can take control of the airwaves, although we've been talking about the DMZ historic handshake and then subsequent meeting that happened within the last 24 hours, and it was like around 3 in the morning when we were watching it basically live as it went down here. We were streaming actually on DLive and Twitch. Just happened to be playing some Overwatch at the time.
3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, taking a little break, having a little dinner, and that happened. And I felt like, wow, you know, this is pretty cool. What Trump has accomplished so far, and it's just baby steps, but it's pretty big baby steps. I mean, all things considered, given that no U.S. president has ever had a conversation like Trump has had with Kim Jong-un. No U.S. sitting U.S. president has ever crossed into North Korea at all. A couple of them later on did go as like envoys or whatever, I think Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton.
Right. You don't use the term former president, but in this case, it's probably appropriate, former president.
Right. So what happened? Well, Trump actually met Kim Jong-un at the DMZ, historically a very tense place, right, where there's always, you know, I don't know if you've read or seen, read any stories or seen any reports on this DMZ. There's like, you know, basically the North and the South were sort of known for posting a guard on each side, and they just basically stood and stare at each other the entire shift. Like, that's all that they do, just stand there with a weapon and just literally lock eyes in a 8-hour long or 10-hour long staring contest.
What a miserable job.
Probably more so for the North Korean, because I don't know how much they're getting paid versus the South Korean, but right. It's probably not a lot.
Well, as a relative sense, it's probably pretty similar.
Yeah. Okay. Well, of course, South Korea has conscription, so that person probably didn't want to be there in the first place to begin
with. Well, I don't know. I mean, would you take a conscribed a soldier and put him there on that line? I'd want one of my jingoists there.
You'd want a volunteer.
I want a chauvinist.
The one who would
there.
Win the staring contest.
I think there's a lot of, from what, I don't live there, but from what I understand, the culture, the conscription is looked upon fairly favorably by the populace there. You know, this is the thing you have to do in order to become a man. You know, you go into the military and you're our hero and you're defending us against the evil North. You know, basically.
Well, there's some Americans who would have that same rhetoric toward their kids.
They sure would.
Military, conscription or not.
So Trump saunters on up to the DMZ, to the demarcation line, and Kim kind of hurries to come up and meet him. Trump had kind of beaten him to it. And Kim
walks quickly
up, puts a big smile on his face, shakes his hand, says, good to see you again. I never expected to meet you at this place.
Who said
Kim through an interpreter. Trump said, big moment, tremendous progress. Kim then crossed, or they skipped something here. Trump then crosses into North Korea several feet. I've heard it was 30 feet because he kind of like, there's like a clear like demarcation of the zone where like it's in the middle of the two countries, and then there's like the street on the other side. He crossed into that street on the other side.
There took some pictures and walked
several
back.
Several North Korean photographers from the North Korean Central News Agency, obviously, because there's no other news agency in North Korea. They were there taking photos all over the place. Trump's completely alone. There's nobody who... He didn't have some burly Secret Service agent step across with him. You know, he was completely
They could have
alone.
Carted him off and used him as, ransom. They could have...
Well, I mean, if they tried that, there would have been, a shooting war that broke out right there.
And Trump would have been shot.
And, yeah, he would have been dead. And Kim probably would have ended up dead as well in that circumstance.
Mutually assured destruction on a smaller scale.
So the symbolism was a big deal. And then afterwards, after shaking hands and taking photos on the North Korean side, Kim then crossed into South Korea and alongside Trump... said, quote, I believe this is an expression of his willingness to eliminate all the unfortunate past and open a new future. And for anybody to say something like that says that they understand that every day you have a new opportunity, right? That you can create your life and your experience anew. Basically, you can come at things from a new perspective. You can change how you look at life. And if Kim is willing, you know, to drop all of the baggage from the past, and there's a lot of it. You know, in North Korea, the people there are raised to believe that the United States is the cause of the power outages, that the United States is constantly sabotaging and attacking North Korea. And certainly the U.S. has not been friendly towards North Korea. But we all know that the reason they don't have power is because communism fails and central planning fails.
Well, and that's the other thing with the re-election coming is what will happen if a Democrat is elected and Trump is out of office, what happens to this relationship of the U.S. with North Korea?
Good question.
Right. Does the Democrat continue on to meet with Kim Jong-un as as an equal on a business level? Or do they go back to the bomber jacket military?
Go back to the saber rattling, the warmonger.
And if they do that, right, what's the incentive for North Korea to demilitarize and denuclearize now, knowing that within a couple of years, they could be adversarial with the United States yet again?
Let's go to the phones here. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Kelly is in Springfield listening to KWTO in Missouri. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, great. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to say I like what the statements you just made about every day being a new start and able to change things and reverse what's taken place. So from a Christian perspective, I like the direction Donald Trump is going. He hasn't always showed those signs of a willingness to be humble and to do things that really are quite remarkable. And I think today was very remarkable in the way that it really took some nerve and some guts to do what he did.
And he did.
And I think it says to everyone watching him that this is kind of the guy that's been there ever since he took office, whether you like him or not. These things that they have come at him with from Russia to whatever, right? About anything. He is still stuck by his job. He still continues to do it every day. And I think he does a very good job for a man who's been facing all the distractions he's had to face since taking office.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong about most of that. So.
Yeah, I don't know what... I don't know. For me, a good job would be defined as doing the things that I want him to do in a given situation.
He's still doing things I don't want him to do. He's doing anti-liberty things in a lot of ways, and we've called him out for many of those things.
Sure.
But just like when we gave Obama some kudos for letting out some nonviolent drug offenders at the end of his term,
it seems to me we praised Obama less than we praised Trump, and I think it's because he did fewer things that I really wanted to see.
The good stuff from Obama came at the very end. it was very rare to see Obama do anything good during his term. But at the very end, when he finally, you know, was totally lame duck and on the way out, then he did a couple of, like, somewhat compassionate things, like letting Chelsea Manning out of prison and pardoning some nonviolent drug offenders. So I agree. Like, we want to say when these politicians actually get something right. It's rare, but when they get it right, they ought to be praised.
So you would call or you'd be praising Trump for being the most authentic president then so far?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would. I would say not only authentic, but I would say that he's not this this cowardly guy that he's been referred to recently. And I forget what the politician was that just said that recently, but called him
a, yeah, I don't remember him being called a coward. I mean, it seems like a strange thing to call him. I mean, I guess he didn't want to be in the military, and sometimes they'll call you a chicken for that. But
bone spurs,
you know, whatever. He had bone spurs or something.
You know, the other thing though, there are a lot of people that got deferments, and really, if you had the money, you could get the deferments. That's a whole other subject. But what I would say about him is, you know, he's owned up to that. He's not he hasn't really ran away from who he is. He's so authentic that he is who he is. I mean, he puts it out there every day. And our best opportunity with Kim Jong-un or even the maniac in Iran is going to take someone like him who really makes bold moves daily. And whether you like him or not, and I heard what you said earlier, I agree with you. He doesn't always do everything I like either. But from a Christian perspective, though, I do feel that this is the best opportunity Christians have had in a long time to feel a little bit safer. And I don't know if you'd agree with me on that or not.
It's hard for me to take a Christian perspective on much of anything. That I can tell you that my cousin—he's my nephew, actually. My nephew's a minister, and he refused to vote for Donald Trump and instead voted for Gary Johnson, as I understand it.
Wasted vote.
Well, whatever. they're all wasted.
Wasted.
And so he voted for, you know, the guy that, because he felt like, well, you know, that grab him and where the sun don't shine part, he just couldn't live with that thing. And, you know, I don't know.
So let me ask you this question. So let me ask you something.
Yeah,
based on what you just said. I would say this, that Christians have this kind of understanding that we're all inferior. We all have these spots. We're not 100% pure and right about everything we do. We're not perfect. We're not Jesus Christ. So knowing that, I say let God deal with him on his bad parts. And as a Christian, let's hang on to the good stuff, the stuff that really makes the United States stronger, safer, and really gives us an opportunity instead of firing weapons.
Now, Kelly, hang on if you want, because you had said something about feeling safer as a Christian under Trump. And I want to know a little bit more about, you know, are you in danger? It's Free Talk Live.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.